You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Rabbosai, this year relates to Shabbos Chazon, to Tisha B'Av, and to Shabbos Nachamu, and it relates to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, Hillel Oima, Hevi Mitalmidov Shel Aron, Oyev Sholem, Veroidev Sholem, Oyev Esabrius Umakov Mulatoyra. And in the course of this year, dear friends, that Aaron HaKohen, whose Yortzeit is not coincidentally connected to Chodesh Av, that he, and being his Talmidim, is the key to understanding the Golus and the Geula, as we will explain. And the Baal Tanura says on Hevi Mitalmidov Shel Aron, Oyev Sholem V'Oyev Sholem, Pirshu Be'Ovus D'Reb Nosson, which we will discuss shortly in detail. Ketzed hoya Aron oyev Sholem. What was this methodology of Aron HaKohen that connects to loving Sholem? Kishehoya roye shnei b'nei odom miskoitetim, when he saw two people fighting, hoya hoylech l'chol echad mehem, he went to each one of them, shaloi medas chaveiro, without the knowledge of his friend. And he went to each one of them individually, Aron HaKohen, and he said, see how he is pained that he sinned against you. And he told me, Aaron is saying, your friend who you fought with, who you're angry at, told me, he sent me to you that you should be moichel. He told this to each one of these people individually without each one knowing. These Bali Dvorim who fought with each other and angry with each other did not know that Aaron HaKohen was doing this, and he made them feel badly that their friend feels badly, that he offended him, that he insulted him, and the end result was, and in the end, when they met each other, after each of them individually hearing this little drasha from Aaron HaKohen, they hugged each other. Now this is a fascinating story. First of all, what is this Oyev Sholem V'Roidev Sholem? What is this Roidev Sholem? Oyev Sholem, we can understand. Secondly, if you look at the face of things, Aaron HaKohen wasn't saying the truth. How could Aaron HaKohen say that the other one begged me to come and ask for mechila from you? It is true that as a result, he brought Sholem to them. But how could Aaron HaKohen say something which wasn't true? I mean, these are questions which present themselves when looking at this quote that the Baal Tanura brings from the Avos D'Reb Nosson. So if we look at the Avos D'Reb Nosson, and as always I urge my friends who are listening to this year to look up the Avos D'Reb Nosson, if you have access. It's in the Avos D'Reb Nosson, Perek, Ois, Gimel, and Dalet. Oyev Sholem Ketzad, and he goes into detail. And the Nusach there is different somewhat than the Nusach that the Baal Tanura quotes. And he also discusses a number of other details of how Aaron HaKohen was running first after one of the two people and then running after the other one of the two people. And this, from the get-go, can perhaps answer what this Roidev Sholem is, because he was shuttling, like shuttle diplomacy. He was going back and forth from one to the other, trying to build the love of each in the other's eyes. And there's a couple of different nuschos there in the Avos D'Reb Nosson itself, in Ois Gimel and then subsequently in Ois Dalet. And the Pirush Ma'orei Oyer on the Avos D'Reb Nosson also brings in the fact that there were two different mahalchem. There was the mahalach of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was the mahalach of Aaron HaKohen. This Pirush says, Moshe and Aaron kol echad hoyenoig midosai. They had different approaches. Moshe Rabbeinu midas emes lamitoi. He told the facts as they were. Ach Aaron ol vasholem midas sholem. We have introduced a new element here, that when someone is working towards doing Sholem, it's mutter to change the facts and to change the words in the interest of Sholem. And there's a Gemara in Masechtis Yevamos that discusses this particular inyan of how it's mutter to be Mishane the facts on the ground and the language that was used between two people to be in the interest of making shalom between the two of them. So this may be answering one of our questions, how could Aaron change the facts, when the fact of the matter is that the ultimate goal was shalom, and in the heart of every Yid, it seems, there is a desire to have shalom between one another, and as a result, the Gemara there says that the Tanakhama says that it's a mutter to be mishana the words if it will cause shalom, and Reb Nosson says it's a mitzvah to be mishana the lashon. And it's interesting that this topic is discussed in the Ovis de Reb Nosson in greater detail, which unfortunately we don't have adequate time to address. But in my humble opinion, this concept of being mutter lishana mitnei shalom could be related to the famous Rambam, the halacha that you're allowed to force someone to give a get. You're allowed to force a person to say he wants to give the get, even though he really is yelling at the top of his lungs he doesn't want to. And the Rambam says that you can force someone to do it, because in the heart of every Jew, they want to do the right thing. So it's not really called forcing someone, because in spite of the fact that he's being very vocal about it, that he doesn't want to give the get, but we know that in every Yid, their hearts want to do the right thing. So you're allowed to force them to do it. And if we apply that logic here, then we can understand the language that the Bartanur is bringing down, that in the end, these two people kissed and hugged one another. And that fact is important because it seems to validate the concept that we see, again, from the Rambam by Koif Moise, it's a demonstration, the hugging and kissing each other, these two Balidvorim that were yelling that they hated each other, perhaps. It's a validation for Aaron to have said it and to have, in a manner of speaking, tinkered with the facts, because Aaron HaKohen knew that in the heart of each one of them that they wanted to do the right thing, which was demonstrated by the affection that they showed to one another when they actually met each other. So, dear friends, now that we have clarified to a certain extent what this means, mitalmidav shel Aaron, oyev shalom v'roidav shalom, we can perhaps understand the relevance of the Yortzeit of Aaron HaKohen being on Chodesh Av, because there's a lesson perhaps to be learned for all of us collectively in Klal Yisrael of the root causes of the Churban and what we need to do to bring to the Geula, and we can use this for Tshuva in Elul and Tishrei. As we quoted from the Me'ori Ha'Oyah, there seems to be two different methodologies. As we said, Moshe v'Aaron kol echad hoyu noig midosi, there was the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, midah sa'emes la'mitoi. But the midah of Aaron was, talmid of shel Aaron, as we refer to it, was midah sholem. And we needed this midah of sholem to avoid the chub, because there is a maimah, l'cho v'rushalayim ele shedanu bodin Torah, v'le'osu lifnim ishuras adin, which is in Baba Metzia Daf Lamed. And this, at first glance, is an odd maimah, because what does that mean, that L'chov Yerushalayim because of Din Torah? We're supposed to do Din Torah. So it seems that the Midah of Talmid of Shel Aaron is Lefni Meshuras HaDin. The Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu is Din Torah, but the Midah of Aaron HaKohen seems to be Lefni Meshuras HaDin, and if you do Lefnei Meshuras HaDin, it will bring Sholem, and it will bring love between Klal Yisrael. And this could be an added explanation of this famous Klal that the Beis HaMikdash was Nechra because of Sinas Chinam. In the heart of every Jew, there is a desire that there should be no Sinna, and each Jew really wants to be B'Sholem. And to do this, they have to be Lefnei Meshuras HaDin. Not only that, but the Tver Shleima, which we have quoted many times on his Maima of Hevidonis Kol Odom Lekav Shus, where he says very deep Kabbalah in Yonim to explain what difference does it make if we're done somebody Lekav Shus, or Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the truth. The answer is that we enable Malochei Rachmim to come down to this world when we are articulating our favorable feelings about Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Being down with Kamschus is that we're seeing the goodness of another Yid. And if we see the goodness of the other Yid that Tver Shleim brings down, that this brings down positive things to every one of us. And if we say negative things, even if they may be true, but if we avoid saying it, like was the minig by the great Chassidish Rebbes, they never said something negative about another Jew. They avoided that thing at all costs. That brings geula. And that's what we need to bring the geula. And that's what didn't happen at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's l'chore the transition that we make from Av to the beginning of Av, which the Kedushas Levi says Av is two letters, Aleph Beis. The first half of the month, Aleph is O. It refers to the curses that came to Klal Yisrael. Beis is Baruch. It refers to the geula that will come to Klal Yisrael. And this sets the stage for Elul, because there's another Messiah from the Baal Shem, that the Baal Shem says that one of the reasons we have to be very reluctant to say anything bad or see anything evil in Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, because if we do see bad, and if we do articulate Lashon Hara or bad feelings about other people, other Yidden, then we bring down din upon ourselves. But if we always try to be done somebody else lekavshus, then we're doing ourselves a favor. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo will be noig to us as we are noig to other Yidden, which, as we've quoted many times, the Baal Shem says, Hashem Tzulcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as our shadow. If we're done other people lekav s'chus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be done us lekav s'chus. Chaim Balazhan says, Da'ala Maila Mimach, whatever comes to us from Shemayim, but comes from Lamaila, comes Mimach. And all of this, the Chora, highlights how internalizing the lessons of the Churban and what we need to do to be mitalmid of Shel Aaron, and that l'chayra will bring the geula. But it all starts off by seeing Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael in a positive. We need it for ourselves, not because we're doing a favor to the rest of the people, although we are. It's because we have to do a favor to ourselves. And I would like to end with a story, which we have told before, and to make it, again, as brief as possible. The Abt Ruv had many hidurim in Afias Matzah, although for his Kehillah, he was happy to have certain matzahs that were, of course, Lifni Mishur Sadin, Shmura, that's the essence of Shmura. But for himself, he even had a higher standard, and he used to bake and grind the wheat in an exceptional way, and he made for himself a few matzahs, and he put it away, and he wrapped it up in a special handkerchief, and he put it away someplace, and his wife knew that this is her husband's matzah, and she was very careful to keep an eye on it. But in the tumult of one Erev Yontif, collectors used to come to the Rebbe's house, as they did for the whole community, to collect food for the poor people. And she would give matzahs and all kinds of Pesach food out to these Gabbai Tzedakah. And one year she inadvertently gave away her husband's matzahs. She didn't realize that she was giving away her husband's matzahs until she gave it away. But when she realized that it was too late, the Gaboyim left with the matzahs, and she was scared what to do, and she, in desperation, decided to do something. She decided to take plain matzahs and wrap them up in a handkerchief, just like the Rebbe wrapped up his matzahs, and make believe that her husband's matzahs was still there, because she was afraid of repercussions, obviously. And when her husband didn't say anything, he used those matzahs that she substituted. She was relieved, because she thought she got away with it in a manner of speaking. And then after Pesach, a young couple came to the Abt Ruv, and the husband wanted to divorce the wife because he said that she didn't make for him gebruchs. He had a minig of gebruchs, and she didn't want to make it for him because her minig was not like that. And he said he wants to divorce her. And they came to the Rebbe, the Abt Ruv. And the Abt Ruv listened. And then, while they were there, he called in his wife, the Rebbe. And the Abt Ruv said, please do me a favor. Tell this couple exactly what you did with my matzahs. Until that moment, she thought she had gotten away with it and he didn't know what was going on. But at that point, her husband said, no, don't be afraid. Tell them what you did. So she was kind of put in a position where she had no choice. So she admitted that she had substituted other matzahs because of a mistake she made, and she gave away her husband's matzahs by mistake. So the Abt Ruv said to this couple, after the Rebbe made her confession, the Abt Ruv said, see here, dear couple, husband, you want to divorce your wife because of Shruya, because your wife didn't make for you the gebruchs. I knew my wife substituted these matzahs, but I didn't say a word because I didn't want there should be a problem with our Sholem bias. I didn't want to make the Rebbetzin feel bad. So we say in Yiddish, ich gemacht das Schweig. I made believe I didn't know what happened, but I certainly did know what happened. I didn't want to in any way make her feel bad and negatively affect our Shalom Bayis. And you want to divorce your wife because she didn't make for you gebrach? If I could look away from the fact that my wife gave away this special matzah, which I worked for so hard for and meant so much to me, you should immediately apologize to your wife and don't even dream of doing this thing that you mentioned of divorcing her, because the right thing to do is shalom. You got to go lifnei mesuzas hadin. So that's the lesson of the Talmid of Aaron HaKohen, as I understand it. Oyev shalom, v'roidev shalom. And in the schus of the fact that we want to do the right thing, Habal the Tar Messiah, like Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us Siyata Deshmaya, that we will do the right thing, and we will do everything in our power to increase the love to Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, and we'll be zeicha to Yeshuas and Refuas, and an easy fast, and all kinds of bracha and gu'ula for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.